In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC News and CPR News. Colorado's budget bill is moving through the House this week. Lawmakers have to fill a $1.5 billion gap, CPR's Bente Berkland reports.
State economists say the growing cost of Medicaid is a huge driver of the state's budget shortfall. Colorado's constitution requires the state to pass a balanced budget. Democratic Representative Emily Sirota chairs the powerful Joint Budget Committee. She says the bill relies on one-time transfers and cuts to things like Medicaid provider rates and payments in the Developmental Disabilities Program, among others.
And everyone now will have to do with less. But we worked very, very hard to preserve and protect what matters most to Coloradans, but that didn't come without some significant and difficult decisions.
The Budget Committee didn't propose cuts to K-12 schools and said they wanted to protect core programs in a lot of areas. It's now up to the full legislature to weigh in. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
Home prices in Colorado Springs are rising. The latest data from the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors shows a median price of $475,000 for a single-family home in March. That's $10,000 higher than in February. The number of homes on the market also ticked up last month, and those homes are selling faster. While the spring market is picking up, home prices overall are still lower than they were at this time last year. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It is 6 minutes past 5 o'clock.